Good afternoon, everyone. This is Karthik again. A very warm welcome to all of you for this Nucleus Software Earnings Conference Call for the quarter and year ended on March 31, 2025. For discussions, we have here from the management team, Mr. Vishnu R. Dusad, our Managing Director, Mr. Parag Bise, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Anurag Mantri, COO and Executive Director, Mr. Surya Prakash Kanodia, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ashwani Arora, Senior Vice President, Mr. Ashish Khanna, Chief of Staff and Chief Marketing Officer, Mr. Mukesh Bangia, Vice President, Mr. Abhishek Pallav, Vice President, Mr. Pradeep Malik, Vice President, Ms. Swati Patwardhan, Chief Human Resource Officer, and Mr. Tapan Jaiswal, Financial Controller. As you all are aware, Nucleus Software does not provide any specific revenue earnings guidance. Anything which is said during this call, which may reflect company's outlook for the future, or which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. An audio and transcript of this call would be shortly available on the investor section of the company's website, www.nucleussoftware.com. With this, we are now ready to begin with the opening comments on the performance of the company, and post that, we would be available for the question and answer session. With this, I now pass it over to Mr. Vishnu. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A warm welcome to the investors' call for the quarter and year ending 31st March 2025. We are thankful to you for your interest in Nucleus Software. It has been a year of building strength and delivering sustained value to our customers. We have been making steady progress in aligning our resources for customer success and are confident of increasing the value that we deliver. With those words, I'm handing over to Parag.
Thank you, sir, and welcome everyone to this quarter's call. A warm welcome to you. This quarter, as Mr. Vishnu mentioned, has been good for us. We managed to add 3 new logos in this quarter and also got some incremental support from our customers, existing customers. And we were able to complete some, achieve some significant milestones, and that's what is reflecting in our numbers. We continue our focus on our investments in technology as well as our people. That is going to be the continued focus for the entire year. Our lean journey, what we have been talking about, remains our focus, and we plan to take it to the next levels to derive maximum benefit. I'll close with these remarks. Thank you very much. And over to Tapan for giving the financial update.
Sir, and good afternoon, everyone. Highlights from financials are: our consolidated revenue for the quarter is at ₹228.9 crore, ₹205.7 crore quarter on quarter, ₹10.3 crore year on year. For the year, it is ₹832.3 crore against ₹826.5 crore the previous year. Overall revenue in foreign currency, including India rupees revenue for the quarter, is US$26.5 million, $24.4 million quarter on quarter, and US$25.3 million year on year. For the year, it is US$98.5 million, $100.6 million for the previous year. Product revenue for the quarter is at ₹199.6 crore. Against ₹174.8 crore quarter on quarter, ₹179.4 crore on year. For the year, it is ₹713.8 crore against ₹711.4 crore for the previous year. Revenue from projects and services for the quarter is at ₹29.4 crore against ₹30.9 crore quarter on quarter, 3.9 crore year on year. For the year, it is rupees 118.5 crore against rupees 115.1 crore for the previous. For expenses, cost of delivery including cost of product development for the quarter is 57.3% of revenue, 70.7% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 63.5% of revenue year on year. Absolute terms, this is rupees 131.3 crore against rupees 145.5 crore quarter on quarter, 63.5 crore year on year. For the year, this is rupees 568.7 crore, 511 crore for the previous year. For marketing and sales expenses for the quarter is 4.9% of revenue, 5.6% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 3.3% year on year. In terms, this is rupees 11.2 crore against rupees 11.6 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 6.9 crore year on year. For the year, at rupees 36.1 crore, 6.6 crore the previous year. In expenses for the quarter is 5.3% of revenue, 1.6% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 5.7% year on year. In new terms, this is rupees 12.1 crore against rupees 15.6 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 11.9 crore year on year. For the year, crore for the previous year. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 74.3 crore against rupees 33 crore quarter on quarter, 58 crore year on year. For the year, EBITDA is at rupees 167.6 crore against rupees 219.5 crore in the previous year. Other income from investment and deposit is at rupees 16.7 crore against rupees 14.8 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 14 crore year on year. Total other income for the quarter is rupees 16.6 crore against rupees 15.6 crore quarter on quarter, 14.2 crore year on year. For the year, other income from investments and deposit is at rupees 64.8 crore against rupees 48.1 crore for the previous year. Total other income for the year is rupees 66.3 crore against rupees 50.9 crore for the previous year. Total taxes are at rupees 22.8 crore against rupees 10 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 16.3 crore year on year. For the year, taxes are rupees 56.1 crore against rupees 64.2 crore in the previous year. Net profit is at rupees 64.8 crore for the quarter against rupees 35 crore for the quarter Q and rupees 52.1 crore year on year. For the year, 163 crores, 6 crore the previous year. The comprehensive income is at negative 0.2 crore for the quarter against negative 1.7 crore quarter on quarter on year. For the year, at negative crore against positive 1.9 crore in the previous year. Total comprehensive income, which includes net profit or other comprehensive income, is at rupees 4.6 crore for the quarter against rupees 33.3 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 46.1 crore year on year. The year, it is at rupees 159.4 crore, 93.6 crore in the previous year. For the quarter is at rupees 24.6 as against rupees 13.3 quarter on quarter and rupees 19.5 year on year. For the year, it is at rupees 61.4 against rupees 71.6 in the previous year. terms of foreign currency hedges, on 31st March 2025, we had $3.25 million of forward contracts at an average rate of 86.24. There is a mark-to-market gain of ₹0.06 crore, which is taken to the hedging reserve in the balance sheet. Revenue contribution from the top five clients for the quarter is 7.8% against 28.1% in the previous quarter. Total cash and cash equivalent as on 31st March 2025 is 877.3 crore against ₹877.9 crore as on 31st December 2024. This includes balance in current accounts of ₹50.5 crore, various schemes of mutual fund ₹597.4 crore, fixed deposits of ₹196.1 crore, investments in tax-free bonds of ₹33.3 crores. With regards to receivables, we are at ₹137.4 crore against ₹109. During the quarter, there is a gross addition of fixed assets of ₹8.50 crore, consisting of plant and machinery, their fixtures, spare, and 0.08 crore on over to Poonam.
The Tapan sir, sorry, your voice is not audible.
Hello. So my update is complete. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. With this, we are now open for the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and one again. We have a first question from Rushabh Shah from Google Rock PMS.
Yeah, hello, hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, one of the questions why I have that in one of the key things in your company, are the employees. So what has been the attrition rate over the years and what kind of incentives do you provide so that they stick with us for a long period of time?
So our attrition for last couple of years is, our average is less than the industry average, substantially less than the industry average. Our voluntary plus involuntary attrition would be at around 11% and lesser. That's on attrition. And the second question was?
Measures we are taking.
In terms of measures that we are taking to retain, I think we have two focus areas. One is continuous engagement with our people. So our engagement pillars when it comes to career growth and development are very, very robust. And there is a lot of focus on continuous improvement and development. And the second part is on the experience. So, the voice of customer, internal voice of customer is something that we keep channeling our energies and insights into. So, arresting any early discontent and tackling it before it reaches the resignation stage, that's something that we do proactively for retention. And then from an incentive perspective, our compensation structure has a component of variable bonus, which is linked to not just the individual performance, but also linked to organization performance, which is paid out at the end of the year. So we encourage everybody to stay back so that, you know, they can have their fair share of earnings as well.
Yeah. My second question is, in general terms, when a customer is in our pipeline, how long does it take to convert that customer into sales? And what would be the possible reasons for the from the customer's end to delay the process?
Hi, thanks for the question. This is Ashish Khanna. So the typical sales cycle in the enterprise software, you know, softwares, is a little longer now. So it's typically vary from 8 months to 1.5 year, you know, 18 months. And it really depends upon the complexity and nature of the line of business they want to enable, right? So what typically we are seeing now is that the real reason for delay is that IT has become, you know, technology has become so important that it become a point of discussion at a board level, right? So it's not just limited to the CTO or CIO. Now the technology conversation and discussion is going up to the board level. So there are a lot of iterations, a lot of conversation at that level also. So this is positive also. That's how we look at it, because it become a very strategic subject, you know, how to enable and have that technology empowerment at all level. So at the organization, the financial institution grow steadily and serve the masses. So to answer your question, typically the cycles are longer now. And the real reason is primarily because the conversation goes up to, you know, up to the board level now.
So my last question is, in one of the calls you mentioned that you have very strong basis for selecting the customer. So could you let us know what are those bases and why those bases are so important for you?
So, I mean, typically, you know, for any customer, for any organization to select a customer, right, and vice versa, there are certain guidelines, parameters, you know, governance framework which are built up at an organization level. So, you know, I'll give you a very vague example, right? Anybody doing a business in financial space, and if we are not very clear about the business model, you know, we don't want to give our software for that particular institution or for that particular business, right? So clarity has to be there. So I think there is a robust framework for us to evaluate a specific prospect, right, including the governance, including the way they are, the kind of a business they are doing, what's the regulatory view on that business. So keeping all these lenses enabled, we take a decision whether to continue with that particular prospect or not. So it's a robust framework at an org level which we use to evaluate a particular prospect while considering that worthwhile investing our time and energy to, you know, onboard the customer.
Fine, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope my line is okay.
Yes, it is.
Firstly, we need to begin with some bookkeeping question. Actually, I missed, and as usual, the voice was pretty low when those numbers were shared by Tapan. So it would be great if you could get the order book data. I did not hear that at all, and the top five contribution, which also was mentioned.
Order book. Tapan, could you repeat the numbers, please, and be loud on.
So, sir, which number I have to repeat?
Order booking. Tapan, order booking number.
And top five revenue percentage. Top five customers revenue percentage.
I will take it.
Sure.
Yes. So yeah, so Rahul, thanks for the question. So the order book, which is like pending as on today, at the end of the quarter, I would say, is 600 plus crores. So that is the order book on which we are sitting. In terms of the revenue from the top five customers, it is around 27.5%.
Did you mean to say 6,000? 600 crores? was only for the product, or this is the overall business?
This is overall. This includes product and services.
And this number, if I'm right, was 700 crore in the previous quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the way it happens is like here order book, and then as the quarter goes, so you would have seen that we have exhausted almost like 228 crores in this quarter. So, yeah, I mean, that is how it has happened.
Right. And what would be the services part of this 6,000 or 600 crore?
So, I would not be having the exact number, but roughly around 14 to 15% of our revenue comes from services. So, this is an indicative, but yeah, you can take a clue from there.
Right, right. And, okay, now, you know, there are a few observations in the current result. I think one important one was the mention of the three key imperatives for FY26 around platform expansion, AI product innovation, and global customer insight. So, if you could double click on that, Farag or Vishnuji, if you are able to do that. Thank you.
If you could repeat the question,
got roughly.
Yeah, so I'm just referring to our press release where we have said that going for the FY26, we would be, unlocking our potential for three key imperatives, which were platform expansion, power product innovation, global customer impact. So if you could throw more light on this aspect.
Okay. Okay. So, in fact, we have our engineering head also, but I'll first give some prelim inputs, and if required, he can talk more about it. Essentially, you all know it's a time of AI enabled now. So we took our time to decide our AI strategy, but we are now clear on in our both our products, whether it is retail lending, transaction banking. We now have a list of use cases, a long list of use cases, which we want to build. In fact, we have started building them with every release. Some use cases are getting rolled out. And that's what was meant by that portion of the release, that that's going to be the focus this year, in addition to building our functionality and focus on robustness. AI enablement is going to be the focus in a nutshell.
Sure. And just to understand your geographical dimensions of growth, what we saw is that India saw a good growth on a QOQ basis. And you mentioned that there were three new logo wins. So did some of these came in India geography, and the milestone, and what part of the revenue was led by milestone hit, or is it largely led by a new logo win that has drove the growth in India?
So yeah, all this way, yeah. So A, the new logos that we got is combination. We got in India, we got outside India as well. So it's a combination. B, of the total revenue, the revenue which is related to milestone or let's say product and implementation would be in the range of 12 to 14% in this quarter. The rest is related to our services and the usual AMCs and ASAs that you do.
Understood. And another geography that has been seeing some consistent improvement is Australia, and we used to talk about the large potential here a couple of years back. So any color you could share in terms of how this geography is shaping up? Is it coming from AMCV pricing on the existing customer, or is there are more scope expansion or new logo wins that's happening in this region?
Yeah, thanks, Raul. This is Ashish. So, definitely, you know, we talked about Australia, we talked about North America. So, all these geographies are very strategic and important for us. So, Australia, primarily, we're getting strengthened from multiple lenses. We are working closely with you know, some of the strong players there, from one from more than a decade and one from almost 5 years now, and some others who are we are in touch with to innovate in that geography. So a lot of traction is coming from that geography. And similarly for North America, the last 1.5 years we were building, we are doing a lot of, you must have seen our LinkedIn and all, we were doing a lot of industry events, we are connecting with a lot of stakeholders there. So we are again getting good traction because we see that the kind of an IP we have built, it has a strong potential to disrupt, you know, and to bring, you know, right value to the end customer in that geography. So both geographies are looking, you know, potentially important and strategic for us.
Right. So, Ashish, if I got you right, you're saying the current growth in the Australian account could have come from our decade-old relationships. But yes, there is a large potential pipeline. And if you could clarify that part. And secondly, on the North America, we are participating more. So is there a strategy, because it's a very, very large market in terms of number of unique customers, a lot of community banks, mid-sized banks. So is there an area that we have identified as our sweet spot in terms of the asset size or book size or any other cut that we are filtering that out?
Yep. So, Rahul, the first point on Australia, you are right. Your understanding is right that we have obviously two very happy customers, and then we have a strong pipeline in Australia as a region. On the North America side, we do have a strong strategy, a very focused strategy on a very specific line of business with a clear focus on, and a specific focus on the lending platform. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I can share at least at this stage. So we have a very specific focus approach for a line of business in North America as a region.
I was more focused in trying to understand what within North America, because it's geographically a large market. There are a lot of 2,000 banks which could be a potential customer pool for our product offering. So, is it cut by, you know, by geography or size of the bank, or it's all over the place right now?
So, you know, Rahul, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very strong strategy about a very specific line of business and specific industry in that geography, right? I won't be able to share that specific right now. But we'll make a beginning, you know, wherever there is a strong possibility and opportunity. And we are seeing that traction already, you know, while we are engaging with some of the prospective customers. But you are right, it's a very, very vast and wide market, right? It's a very complex also from every aspect, including regulatory. So we are very clear where we want to go as an organization, you know, with all our strength, which matches with that opportunity which we foresee right now. So we do have a very strong strategy in place, but yeah, time will tell, because the government the geopolitical dynamics are such that it will be difficult for us to comment anything beyond this.
Yeah, I appreciate that color. And just one more element that Vishnuji could add on it, because if we, as you said, you've been around for a fairly long period of time. We have seen all these Indian vendors also trying big time hard, including names like Oracle, which are now a US company. But we have seen very limited success by most of your competition, big and small alike. So is this right now at a marketing stage for us, and it's like we are building for a long-term potential here? Or do you think it could be monetized on a, you know, 1 to 2 year basis as well? Any color on that would be great. Thanks.
So, Rahul, maybe, you know, I'll address it on behalf of the entire organization. So, the experience really, you know, so the world we are into is very dynamic, right? As Parag also talked about, the way AI is changing things, you know, the way things are unfolding, not just on the technology front, but also on the geopolitical front. So a lot of things are changing very dynamically and very fast in nowadays, right? So past 6 months definitely help, right? But I think how do we see and prioritize our things as we go along and, you know, very fast in that process. So I think that is going to set the game for us. So that's all we can say at this stage. We are definitely leveraging our past experience, but at the same time, we are, bringing a lot of change internally to be more agile, more focused, you know, and more stronger as an organization with all our strength in place. So that's what we can share at this stage.
Entire high is all value delivery.
Yeah.
Just to add to it, as an organization, our entire focus remains on the customer centricity and value that we can create for the prospect. And during this journey, of course, as you rightly mentioned, this is the world of VUCA, and we have to be extremely cautious. At the same time, we know our strengths, and we also know during our journey to the prospect that how we can create value. We go step by step with the right fundamentals in place, and hopefully expect this to get into the results. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for so much color on that. And just last bit from my side before I allow others to ask a question. Is on the employee cost, this has been some downtake. Is it some kind of a provision reversal that would have happened, or any other aspect that we could talk about? And closing headcount on a receiver basis versus Y-on-Y would be a help. Thank you.
Now, if I understood it you right, you are talking about the employee count as well as the employee cost reduction that I'm seeing, right? So, in terms of employees, we have added employees. In the last quarter, we are seeing opportunities. We are seeing space for investment in our technology, and that is the reason we are adding employees. In terms of the reduced cost that you see, this is on account of the true-up or true-down of our various costs and provisions that we do towards the end of the year, primarily being on the employee side, because for employee, what we have done at the beginning of the year, we have linked a part of the employee's compensation or variable pay, as Swati was also mentioning, to the organization performance. Towards the end of the quarter, end of the year, on the basis of the actual performance that we have seen, there is a true down that has happened in our employee cost. So that is the reduction that you are seeing as part of the employee cost.
Right, and I think this is a comment which some other people also suggested in the past. Given that the kind of a stark moment that you observe in this cost trend, it would be better if we could, give a clarity on this as in the, in the ensuing quarter, so that we would know that this could, otherwise, if you look at the Q4 performance, it looks starkly different than the previous quarters in terms of cost as well as growth. So growth, I can understand, you can't time it, but cost, because we know there is a good probability that it would get unutilized on the provision side. Some clarity on that aspect could be a great help going forward. Thank you.
That's a good recommendation. We have taken a note of it. We will look at it, how we can handle this.
But generally, we have not observed this kind of a big delta. Maybe it depends upon the size of that provision versus the total cost. But this kind of acceleration, we don't see in any other country. Thank you.
Okay. We can move to the next participant.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Mr. Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management.
Thanks for giving the opportunity. And congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand the operating profit. It has gone up from 33 crores to 74 crores in the last quarter. This increase which has happened, how much portion is coming from the reversal? And how much portion is coming from license, a large license fee? If you can quantify that will be really helpful.
Sorry, I think you have to repeat the question, initial part of the question, because I think we lose some connection in between.
Sure. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible now. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So basically the operating profit has gone up from 33 crores to 74 crores quarter on quarter basis. How much of it is coming from the provision reversal which you just talked about? And second thing, how much is coming from the license part of the piece? Generally what happens is that a license directly flows it to bottom line. So I wanted to understand these two things.
Yeah. So on account of provision reversal, the benefit is of 8.5 crores. See, most of the growth in the operating profit that you see is because of the growth in revenue that has happened. So we being a product company, we don't see a proportionate rise in cost when we get our revenue up. So that is the reason you would have seen that most of the revenue increase that we have experienced in this quarter is sitting as part of the profitability. In terms of, as I said, in terms of cost, 8.5 crores is on account of what I said. The remaining is the efficiency that we have been able to bring into the organization.
Understood. Sure. So the 229 crores of revenue which is there, how much was license in this 229 crores? And last quarter, 206 crores. How much was license over there?
The license revenue, including implementation, is counted together, contributes around 10 to 12% of our total revenue. So you can count around 10 to 12% is contributed by license. The remaining is on account of the other factors.
Sure, understood. Sir, if you could just break up the 830 crores, I mean, you know, how much would be license, implementation, how much would be AMC, that would be really helpful, sir.
That kind of detail I fear we don't share. I mean, I have given you a rough breakup, but beyond that, it will be not possible for me to provide that breakup to you.
Okay, sure, sir, understood. The second thing I wanted to understand in Europe and Middle East, so basically, Europe and Middle East, I mean, you know, who are our top customers in that particular geography? I mean, is it tier one? How to understand that?
We have, if I talk about Middle East primarily, we have top 7 out of top 10 customers, 10 banks with us. So tier 1 banks, both tier 1, tier 2, they work with us. You know, they leverage our enterprise software solutions to run their assets out of the business.
Sure, understood. In Europe?
Europe, we have a limited presence as of now. So we have a specific, you know, set of customers who are using it. They are again tier one, but not we don't have too many customers there as of now.
Understood. Sure. So my last question was on the AI investment, sir. If you can quantify how much amount are you spending on a per year basis, and what kind of products or what kind of solutions are we developing over here? Some use cases, if you can provide clarity, that would be really helpful, sir.
So yeah, maybe you can address. Good afternoon and hello to everyone. AI initiative is part of our product R&D, and as mentioned in the start of the call, it comes as a strategic part of the initiative and being taken care like that. So it is not like a specific quota or sort of budget is there, but a large part of R&D that is there. Good part, we are investing into AI, and our strategy is to bring as many as EUI use cases into implementations in next couple of months and quarters year after. As mentioned by Parag sir, that we have already created a backlog. We have started burning it. Some of capabilities are already rolled out. Some are in the pipeline and going to come in the next quarter. So it is like that. So in nutshell, there is a sharp, very, very sharp focus on that. And so is the investment.
So additionally, you know, just to kind of add one more point. So it's cutting across all the product lines. So it's like embedded in the day-to-day work of all the engineers. So it's not something we are building out of box and then bridging it across. So AI is now, everything is getting reskilled to AI, and we are enabling AI across all the product lines.
Sure, understood. I mean, what would be the total R&D spend for us? 60 crores?
Total R&D spend. So, I mean, we don't define as such, Sudha, maybe you want to take this.
I'm sorry, I think there was some disturbance to the end.
No, so, see, R&D cost of the total cost that we incur, R&D cost would be approximately a total project incur in a quarter.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Mahak Singhvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, are we using transaction-based pricing for our products, or is it user-based?
We are using both. I mean, we are using transaction-based pricing as well as user-based pricing. So our pricing is
Hello.
Can you hear us?
No. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, audible now?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I'm saying, just to answer your question, our pricing model, you know, consists of both transaction-based as well as user-based pricing.
Okay.
And there are other, you know, variants of this model. So yeah, it is a mix of some two, three models which are prevalent in the industry.
Okay. And with AI adoption, you don't think that we will go fully based on transaction-based model ever?
So again, you know, as I mentioned, our AI capability is going to cut across all the product lines. So it's going to add another layer of value to our customers and customers, right? So, I mean, we don't see that we are going to work on a very specific kind of a commercial model for AI. It is going to cut across, and then it could be again a variant of mix. It could be transaction. It could be, you know, some license-based pricing. It could be a mix of things.
And since AI, part of the AI use cases is expected to enhance product capability for a given domain. So in that case, AI assisted capability will of course add the pricing tier, pricing quotient of it. So in a way, what you expect, the answer is yes.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question. Price revision is being negotiated with how many clients? I need a number.
So we don't, generally as a practice, we don't give that very specific numbers. But, you know, as we mentioned in our last quarterly investor call, we have done pricing re-baselining for most of our customers. Right? So I think that exercise is already done by now. So yeah, anything further if you want, I can support you with.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Pratap Malival from Mount Infra Finance. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted a clarification. You said that Q4 we got some milestone-based revenues. I think you pointed out the quantum of the milestone-based revenues as well, 12 to 14% of our revenues this quarter. Is that correct?
12 to 14%, yeah.
Okay, so X of the milestone revenue, so our revenue would have been somewhere around in the 200 crores.
Yeah, approximately that number, correct.
Okay, and milestone based revenue, this is a one-time thing, or this is kind of something that happens every Q4, every year? Is it of that nature?
So this is continuous flow. This is continuous flow. We get long-term projects. Milestone basis is basically on the percentage of the project which has been completed in a year or in a quarter, and therefore what is the revenue related to that. So it is not one time in nature, it is something which is a continuous flow.
Okay, so it can happen on a quarterly basis going forward as well, any quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, and just on your employee cost, as you said that we had some provision pull downs regarding the variable pay, so can you just help me understand what would be our normalized kind of employee cost level going forward?
So, I mean, see, the reversal that you see in our numbers is to the tune of around 8.5 crores. So, X that whatever number that you see is the BAU number for us.
Okay, so then it comes to about 130 crores. That's still, I think, a 7 crore reduction from the previous quarter. And you said that we are adding employees. So, just wanted a clarification on that part.
Yeah, see, there were some other provisions also, which were like additional provisions. So I would say the provisions were made in excess of what they should have been actually incurred, and that is one true up that we did towards the end of the quarter result. So the reduction that you see, the one related to the variable pay is something which obviously is one time, but the remaining is something which is kind of bringing the cost in line with reality.
Okay, understood. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Rahul Singh from 8 Search Business Solutions LLP. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. I have a question about this cash and cash equivalent in balance sheet. So we can see the buyback or a special dividend in near future. Is that what what are plans with the cash and cash equivalents on the balance sheet? We can see any buybacks or special dividends in near future. We can see that.
So buyback is something which we are not thinking now. We are not thinking for both buyback as and the special dividend, at least in this quarter. I mean, we had our board meeting, so we haven't discussed any of these two, at least in this meeting. I mean, in future, what we will do is something we should decide later.
So I have another one question. Did we lose any customer this quarter? Nicholas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we talked about the dynamic nature of things which are changing in, and you know, the way things are unwrapping. So at least in the last quarter or maybe 5-6 months, we have lost two customers. We have lost two customers.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. So we have a question from Vinay Vatkarani from Hathway Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Just wanted to, because this quarter has been a really amazing quarter, just wanted a clarification on the efficiencies that have come in. You have said that your employee cost of around 8 odd crores has been reduced, but the reduction is almost 15 odd crores from last quarter to this quarter. So I assume that the balance is on account of efficiencies. Now, what kind of efficiency could you attribute them to reduce your employee cost?
Okay, so in my response, Surya here, my response to the previous question actually mentioned that what had happened is like we were making provisions related to some kind of employee distribution that we do. That is something which we have kind of trued up towards the end of the quarter, or the end of the year. So it is not like, I mean, obviously, there are efficiencies that we are driving in this form that we are able to extract almost like 11% more revenue without kind of increasing our headcount much. So in that respect, we are driving efficiency. However, when you see rupee to rupee drop in the cost, it is primarily on account of true up or true down of the revenue. The main being one that you spoke about related to the employee cost. And then there are some others also where we are getting carrying some provision, which we have kind of true to the actual cost that we see we have been incurring.
So would it be right to say that going forward, say around 122 crores or would be a rough cut quarterly employee cost?
Okay, I mean, obviously, I don't want to get into a position of being predicting or talking about a number which is related to quarter one number. But having said that, please remember we spoke that we are in the spree of investing in our people as well as our employees. So therefore, on the factor of that, they could change. So, I mean, I am giving you vague answer, but yeah, these are factors. I cannot give you the exact numbers. That is the issue.
Thank you. I appreciate. The only other last question is, when I look at your revenues, they were consistently around 205 crores, and suddenly this quarter it has gone up to 229 crores, and that is primarily because of new business, I presume, that you would have got. Anything that you can share with us on what made this jump come from 206 to 229 quarter to quarter?
Yeah, so see, it is a combination of many factors which has came into play, and that makes us happy about this quarter, because A, the revenue has been spread across different customers as well as across different line of businesses that we operate. Okay, so the addition in revenue, obviously, as you spoke, has came from addition of new
business from new customer, but even more importantly, the trust that has been shown by our existing customer, and they have given additional business, which we have kind of delivered and therefore converted to revenue in this quarter. And then the last one is the efficiency that we were able to bring in the sense that in the last quarter, the entire organization joined their hands together, that delivered their project to the customers in the most efficient manner, because of which we were able to deliver the right quality in the right time, which helped us to bring in more revenue as well. So it's a combination of all these factors which played their role to bring the revenue up.
Yeah. And lastly, just one question, can I ask?
Yeah, please.
You said you lost around 2 customers in the last 6 months. How many new logos have we added in the last quarter and last half year maybe?
Yeah, so in the last 2 quarters, we have added 4 logos.
Okay, thanks a lot. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I would pass it over to Mr. Vishnu for his closing comments.
Hello. I take this opportunity to thank you all for your sustained interest in nuclear software, and would like to reiterate on behalf of all my colleagues our commitment to continue delivering value to all our stakeholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for your participating. You may all disconnect now.